online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Joanna Earl.
The number of people known to have died in the Grenfell Tower fire on Tuesday night has now risen to at least 30.
We know that at least 30 people have died as a result of this fire. Sadly and tragically, that includes one person who was taken to hospital and, despite the very best medical care, has now sadly died.
Commander Stuart Cundy from the Met Police admits they still expect that figure to increase as fire crews search the 24-storey building in West London. Families of those missing have been warned some victims may never be identified. Meantime, the Community Secretary is promising to do whatever is required in the wake of the fire. Sajid Javid says there will be immediate action following a report into the blaze. Ashford MP and First Secretary of State Damian Green agrees.
I hope and will be urging that the public inquiry is not one of those ones that gets drawn out for years, that it should act as quickly as possible to give a concrete set of recommendations that are then acted on quickly, because clearly this sort of thing shouldn't happen in the 21st century.
Earlier, the Queen and Prince William visited a relief centre helping victims of the disaster. Theresa May is also due to visit those injured in hospital later. She's been heavily criticised for failing to meet residents yesterday. Sabu Hussein lived in the block and says people there feel raw.
They've got nothing left. They've lost everything. They want questions and answers. Why? What happened? Why did it happen?
KM FM News.
In other news, and a motorcyclist has died following a crash with a van on the M2. Emergency crews were called following the collision on the coastbound carriageway between Faversham and Brenly Corner just before 8:30 this morning. An investigation is underway. Meantime, a man in his 30s has died following a crash involving a motorbike, van and a lorry near the Dartford crossing. It happened on the A282 just before 3 yesterday afternoon. The motorcyclist, who's from Chelmsford, was pronounced dead at the scene.
This is KMFM.
A man's been tasered outside the Palace of Westminster in central London. The suspect in his 30s apparently reached for a knife when he was approached by police. The Russian military claims it's killed Islamic State's leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The country's defence ministry says it happened during an air raid in Syria last month.
This is KMFM.
Now, with temperatures set to reach almost 30 degrees in Kent this weekend, health bosses have issued a heatwave warning. We're being urged to keep an eye on young children and the elderly during the hot weather. Gravesend GP Dr. Manpinder Sahota has tips on how to keep cool.
Look for shade, use umbrellas, try and keep out of the sun, really. And to always keep, you know, water with you, and keep on sipping lots of water throughout the day.
We've also got advice at kentonline.co.uk. There are calls for more to be done to support people in Kent who are looking after a relative. It's thought as many as 155,000 in the county are acting as carers, but 3 in 4 of them feel their role isn't understood or valued by the community. Kelly Fraser from Chatham cares for her husband who has Alzheimer's. She says it's hard to get any time off.
New places we went to see, this is for respite for me, it just freaked him out because it was, you know, elderly people, and it made him more aware of his illness.
And more than 100,000 events are expected to take place over the weekend as the nation marks the first anniversary of the murder of the MP Joe Coggs. Communities across the UK are gathering for the great get-together in her honour.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Tennis and British number one Johanna Konta's in quarter-final action at the Nottingham Open tennis later. She takes on Australian Ashley Barty. Football and FIFA's head of refereeing is sure the use of video technology won't damage the credibility of officials. The new system was in the spotlight this week when a player was sent off for France against England after the referee consulted his video assistants. It was part of a trial ahead of its possible use at the World Cup next year. Massima Busacca says replays could help save a referee's reputation.
If an incredible decision, incredible mistake happen, and someone is not helping me, tomorrow I will have a problem. I will not sleep, and the media will criticize me. So what is better? To be correct, go outside, and someone correct me, I can continue tomorrow.
In the meantime, after the under-20 secured a World Cup title, England's under-21s begin their European Championship campaign later. They're taking on Sweden in their opening group game in Poland. Kick-off's at 5.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.